at the Broncos team hotel in Chicago, catching up with Brian Griese, who will be in the booth for KUSA during the preseason. Brian, Trevor Siemian's getting the start tomorrow night. What can he do to cement his spot?
I don't think that either Trevor or Paxton need to worry about doing anything other than just playing their game, right? Don't worry about the implications. Don't worry about who's watching, who's charting what. Just go out there and play. Finally, they get to get all the coaches off the field, go out there against a defense that's nowhere near as good as the defense they go against in practice, operate a new system with Mike McCoy, and get some good vibes going, right? That's what preseason is about. Stay healthy, get some good vibes, and don't worry about what everybody else is saying.
What's the mentality like for Paxton Lynch coming in his second year now? Should he show a sort of a leap there in his growth?
Well, I mean, obviously in your second year, you're going to have a little bit more of a comfort level. Now, what's complicating that is that you have a new system. So he's learning quite a bit new. You know, I played in Gary Kubiak's system. I know exactly what that system, how you operate it. I also know very much about Mike McCoy's system. It's completely different. There's a lot more on the quarterback's plate, from check and runs to, you know, identifying protections, reading defenses, live audibles, no huddle, dummy counts. I mean, you can keep going on and on about this. So there's a lot of new for Paxton Lynch. He's just got to get in his head in the book and learn it as fast as he can and go out and prove he can run it.
A little bit more complicated this year for those guys. On the other side of the ball, Von Miller, he doesn't really need to play in the preseason, but the other day he said he thinks 30 sacks is possible in a season. What do you think?
I love Von Miller. I love Von Miller, but, you know, guys like me, you know, that we were, you know, quarterbacks were in charge of protection. I'm going to make sure I have at least two guys over there for him, maybe three, but I'm not going to let him get 30 sacks. There's no way.
While we're catching up with you, what's the latest with Judy's house?
Judy's house is doing great. Thanks for asking. You know, you guys were there last time we did an event. We had Trevor Siemian come out and speak, which was great. Trevor was awesome. He showed up early. He stayed late.
That's Trevor.
Which is always a good thing. You know, we had Gary Kubiak a couple years ago. So everything's going great. We're working with grieving children and doing our part.
Great. Glad to hear that, Brian. Yeah. Thanks for catching up with us. Appreciate it.